doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. How do you spend your days off?
Mainly with my kids. Just did a lot with them. Me and my daughter Addie went to the movie in the city. Went and saw The Cat in the Boots. And then yesterday we went and watched the Disney on Ice. a lot of family time.
Yeah, Isaac Pilkowaga at the Disney on Ice?
No, he went a different day. I think he was there Friday or Saturday. I was there Sunday. We were both fired up about it. We were both into it. That was good watching.
Are all the coaches back now? Are you guys starting on Cleveland right now on Monday?
Yes, all the coaches are in and we were all in yesterday too. Except for a little break to go to Disney on Ice.
You know, I'm sure you've had a lot of time over the last week to reflect on, you know, your fine start here to the season. In specific terms, what are the biggest reasons that you think you guys are 5-1 right now to your fine start?
Well, the players, in other words, those guys are fueling the start. But I mean, a lot of people have asked and want bullet points and things like that. We don't have any to give them.
Jim, did you get a chance to see Braylon running last week, and how does he look now?
Good. Had a chance to watch him work out last week, and anticipate seeing him out there tomorrow in practice, and hoping for good things.
You had somewhat unusual, I think, in the NFL to have practice squad players coming on the road trips. Can you just talk about the thinking behind that, and will that continue through the rest of the season?
Yes, that'll continue. The thinking behind it is just pretty simple. I mean, those guys are working extremely hard, and in a lot of cases, the hardest working guys during the week. It's very hard to have a full speed, full tempo practice, without those guys. The look teams, the scout team, they really dictate that, how hard they go, how hard they make the starters go. So, we've had numerous guys that just been outstanding for us. Corey Nelms, he'll play corner, he'll play receiver, multiple positions. Simmons plays outside backer for us. He plays fullback at times. Derek Hall plays guard. He plays nose tackle. Costanzo will play linebacker and fullback, and that's those guys are going. We're asking them to go hard and go, game-like tempo an entire practice. So, they really do dictate it. And then the other thing is we want them ready. We want to get those guys developed and ready to play on Sunday. And it helps to, have them go to the game and feel that experience.
Jim, this is Janie. What did you watch Braylon do, and what makes you feel good about where he's at right now, moving into this week?
I watched him run and run routes, and like I said, hopeful that he'll come back tomorrow and good things will happen.
Jim, obviously you can't make it mandatory for any of your players to be there last week, but did you take notice of any guys who were there working on their own?
I took notice, but I really just left the guys alone and didn't bug them or pester them or trust them.
This is Mindy. Did you do anything beyond preparing for Cleveland, like looking forward to a very difficult schedule in November, anything to prep ahead of next week?
Yes, we did.
And can you elaborate a little more, or how much time you spent on that, and what in particular, or is that scheming?
not to elaborate. Just some, a little, not. Not to elaborate. No elaboration.
Okay, thank you.
How much self-scouting did you guys do?
Oh, we did. Yeah, we did. We did that as coaches. We did that also with our players in individual meetings last week.
Mm-hmm. Jim, it's Ron Krychek from the Chronicle. Obviously, there's many reasons your defense has played well to this point, but I was hoping you could offer an example or two of something Vic Fangio does or has done as a defensive coordinator that's helped this defense play the way it has.
Well, a lot of things. A lot of little things, and again, from a schematic, point of view. I know you guys are always looking for the bullet points in the examples, but it's been good teaching, good learning, playing together. And that's probably the biggest thing is just how well our defense plays together and unselfishly. There's so many examples of Ray McDonald on the nickel situations going in and playing over the center where he absorbs most of the blocks, to free and Alden, grabbing a back to keep him off of Patrick or Navarro. Isaac Sopawaga has done a tremendous job with that. So is Justin, and then it works. Then it works hand in hand. The next play, here comes Justin free because they're working together, and Patrick and Navarro reading off of those the nose tackle and the ends. All I can explain it is that they're playing very well together and very unselfishly, very very team oriented as a group.
And how much of that traces to Vic, do you think?
Well, to Vic, all of our coaches on the defensive side of the ball. I think my feelings about Vic are very well documented. I think he's one of the one of the all-time best defensive coordinators in the history of the league. And I think that's who he is. I think that's what his legacy will be someday.
Jim, did a few of your guys make it up to? I mean, your coaches make it up to Stanford Saturday?
Yeah. I know quite a few did. Brad Seeley and Greg Roman and Tim Drevno and Jeep, myself. There might have been a few others.
What'd they report back? Anything?
Well, we all saw the same thing, Stanford is really good. They're just that much better than everybody that they're playing. And proud of those guys. They're doing a great job. They're making it look easy.
Coach, you mentioned Braylon Edwards possibly coming back this week. What is the overall health of your team? I mean, will you get other guys back? Are you happy with where you are health wise?
Our wounds have almost healed, and we'll know better on Tuesday when we get out there in the field and practice.
Do you have a sort of a philosophy on injuries? Some coaches decide that if a player is a starter and he gets injured, he doesn't lose his starting job because of injury. What's your stance on that?
No, I don't have that policy. you go. Just ask the question. we're gonna hope for tomorrow. We'll hope he can come out there tomorrow and participate.
And you want me to go ahead and ask the question? Has Miller done enough to hold on to his starting or his top fullback job?
He's done a great job. We're really pleased with what Bruce has done. And he's improved every week too, which is really good. As far as when Moran is back and healthy and they're both in there competing at the same time, we'll see who's playing better, who's practicing better, who gives us the better opportunity to dictate who will start.
Is that the same with your number three cornerback position with Chris Culliver, Tremaine Brock possibly coming back in coming weeks?
Yeah, I think that's as general rule. That's the way we always do it. There's no games. There's no who's practicing playing better.
Mm-hmm. You know, Parrish Harrelson will be available to practice tomorrow. Is his leg okay?
Hopeful that he's healed up too. Yeah, and he's doing a great job. I think he's playing his best football on first and second down. And look, somebody that we're really hopeful is back in the lineup.
Tomorrow, Terrell Owens is scheduled to have a workout in L.A. Will the United be represented there?
I don't know that. Don't know anything about that.
Are you expecting Adam Snyder back in practice on Tuesday?
Hopeful.
Jim, is tomorrow a bonus practice day? Do you get one more practice to face the Browns than you ordinarily would for an upcoming opponent?
Yes.
Any emphasis in particular for that bonus practice?
Yeah, we're gonna start installing the game plan. So the emphasis will be on the Browns.
What do you see out of them, Jim?
Play extremely well on defense. That's what I've watched the most of. And, very disciplined. They're very creative in their schemes. And they play them very, very well. Very clean in their assignments and in their technique. Very aggressive on the back end. A lot of good aggressive movement with the corners. They'll take chances. They'll break on the ball. They'll press you. They play very, very, very well on the back end, very athletic at the linebackers, 51 and 52 in particular. The rookies playing very well at the defensive tackle position. 71 is extremely good, and they're good on the edges. Personnel and is talented, and they're very, very well coached, and they have a great understanding of what they're doing. This is salty, salty defense.
Jim, did Alex's fundamentals or footwork, did it start to wane a little bit in that Detroit game?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Something beeped there.
Did you hear the... Do you want me to repeat the question?
No, you asked if his fundamentals waned. No.
He was on point with all that footwork?
Was it perfect, but I wouldn't say that his fundamentals waned. Did not know.
Is that something that he was able to work on during his days off, just refining that and getting it?
Yeah, yes, Alex participated in our opportunity practice last Tuesday. He threw again on Thursday, don't know if he threw yesterday, and I believe he's going to throw some balls around today. We definitely worked at it. He's working at it. Keep staying sharp. I didn't think he wanted to go any longer than 3 days, 2-3 days without throwing the ball. That's what he told me.